Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
You ready?
For what?
Hello, oh, yeah. Eastwood! Oh. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
God bless you guys. I love you.
Hola.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm sober.
Man, I already was writing under the not sober sheet. Okay, Eastwood.
All right, you're gonna do one while tripping. Random funeral, Catholic wedding, being trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws.
Ted knows... At the end of the Mass, the priest says, Mass is ending, go in peace. And then we all give a big sigh and say thanks be to God.
Yes.
So anyway, I'd go to the wedding, I think.
Catholic wedding.
Yeah, okay. I'd go stoned on LSD to a wedding, sure.
Yeah.
That's a quick way to get invited. You're invited. Just make sure you're tripping on LSD. All right. Here is your question, Eastwood. According to the song Under the Boardwalk, what two foods can you almost taste?
What do foods you almost taste?
Yeah, what two foods can you almost taste? As Ted is singing the song.
I'm trying to get it.
Under the boardwalk.
I don't know. Tacos and tamales. I don't know.
Tacos and tamales.
I'm just guessing because he's at a boardwalk.
Think boardwalk food, right.
Like a hot dog?
That's one of them.
And it's an older song. Popcorn?
Nope. Hot dogs. And
cotton candy?
What did your dad drop after waiting in line for him?
French fries?
Yeah, hot dogs or French fries.
What's the line? A seagull crapped on
French fries. Yeah, I wouldn't. I know the song.
So wait, a seagull crapped on the fries.
And his head.
Oh, I thought.
He didn't drop them. He pooped right on him.
All right.
Did they give him a free replacement fry?
No, man. I mean, at that point,
I'll be honest with you, Miles. I don't remember. I just remember the anger.
I mean, I would go, right. I mean, I'd still like, guys.
He was pissed.
Guys, this bird just crapped all over my fries. Please, can I get another order?
Sorry, sir. That's nature. Gonna
just pick the bad ones off the top.
But also, you've been there. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's the middle of summer on the boardwalk in Ocean City.
It is
that line.
So hot. You wait in line forever. Yeah. Had he even had a fry yet?
I mean, he literally was like you put all the vinegar, salt, he's like walking away, and that bird crapped. I do understand more now where he's coming from, because he would just get a bucket of those fries and be like, here's some money, go do what you want. Right. And he would just sit there and eat those fries.
Okay. Your question, Eastwood, in 1903, What ingredient was removed from Coca-Cola?
Oh, well, that should be an easy one. I believe that is cocaine.
You got it. What a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder what the original, like, they could recreate the original recipe.
I guarantee you they could.
I'm just curious what
the buzz would be.
Yeah. So does that mean it did not have caffeine, or did it have caffeine and also have cocaine?
I don't know. And the fact that they, and I understood they had to remove it, right, for federal regs and all that. But to your point, I've always wondered, did they, because the whole thing is you drink it and you got a jolt. That was the idea, right? Yeah. So now we own the Coca-Cola company. The government has told us legally we have to remove the thing that gives our drink punch. Do you think they just did the research and said, look, load it with caffeine, man?
Well, who did they buy it from?
Well, you've got to
keep in mind, though, we know Coca-Cola because it's a soda now.
Yeah.
But there was a ton of those, like, elixirs and this and that.
Because it was, what, red wine
that
and
hit the market.
Cocaine, I believe, initially.
Well, I mean, but I'm saying, don't think of it just as, like, a soda. Like, they were just over-the-counter medicines, and they all had that stuff.
I want to say Dr. Pepper was also an elixir. The ketchup was, quote-unquote, an elixir when it came out. What is it saying about the...
It says the company now uses a cocaine-free extract of the coca leaf. But back in the day, I'm just curious, where in the hell did they get the cocaine?
I'm sure you just had farmers. You're going to farm anything until the government tells you it's illegal. And as we know, there are still people that farm it. So just like getting sugar cane, I bet you they got it from the Caribbean. Like, look, we're buying your sugar. We also know that you guys are growing a coca plant. We need some of that too, right?
Okay. According to the New Zealand Herald, Coca-Cola produces as much as 3 billion in pure cocaine every year and sells it to one of the world's largest opioid manufacturers in a deal with the U.S. government that has recently been renewed.
So wait, so they can produce cocaine, and then they sell it to the opioid manufacturers.
The cocaine byproduct is then sold to the largest opioid manufacturer in the U.S. Part of a numbing agent. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Apparently so.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Pete. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Pete, are you sober or not sober?
I am stoned and on my first drink.
Well, good for you.
Nice.
All right, Pete, you're going to do one while tripping. You're going to go to a random funeral, Catholic wedding, be trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws.
I'm going to have to go with trapped in an elevator because, believe it or not, I've been trapped on an elevator twice, so I might as well try it tripping. What could go wrong?
How long each time?
Not very long. One time I was at work. I used to work at Honeywell years ago. And I went to the cafeteria, I got my cheeseburger and french fries and got in the elevator to go down to my floor, and the elevator got stuck. So I grabbed the phone, and I'm sitting down in the elevator with a tray with food that I'm eating on the phone, the elevator phone, and unbeknownst to anybody, especially me, the elevator slowly drifted down to the next floor, and the doors open. There was like four people standing out there looking at me like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Hanging out, eating lunch, man.
Yeah, it had to look crazy.
I have to admit, I'd be a little surprised if the doors open, there's a dude sitting on the floor eating his lunch.
The second time I got on an elevator, it was a big club party. The entire elevator, wall to wall, corner to corner, people, all brothers from my club. And I was like the last one getting in. And I said, I looked at everybody in there and I said, this elevator is going to get stuck. So what do you think I did? I got in. The elevator got stuck, and it got stuck between floors, and the doors opened.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird. Do you climb up or do you jump down?
Oh, this one guy freaked out, man. He was like, I got to get out of here. I was like, no, you're going to get cut in half.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but bro.
He said, I don't care, and he jumped right through the opening, man. It was crazy.
Wow.
Little clutch.
Geronimo!
Man.
Damn. All right, Pete. Here's your question. Biblically speaking, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are known as the four what?
Repeat the last of that, please.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are known as the four what?
Woo!
Oh, God. No pun intended. That's something to do with the Bible. I have no clue.
The four horsemen.
Apostles?
That's what I thought. Not the apostles. They are the evangelists.
Oh, yeah. But they were always writing to the Corinthians.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it. They were the evangelists.
Letter from Paul. God damn it. Not Paul.
Paul wasn't one of them, man. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mark, Luke, and John.
Paul kept writing just crappy letters. Like, yo.
Man, and he never sent them.
We got to kick you out, right? Paul, you were sending the damn letters, man.
Hey. Matthew's on letter five.
Hey, can I relay a message to you guys from one of my friends? I don't know if you'll remember.
Sure.
He said, tell him the guy who thought humans died when they went to sleep while he was on mushroom says hi.
I vaguely remember the guy calling in.
Yeah. He asked me to tell you guys that.
All right, your question. A man by the name of Audie Murphy, he received every military combat award for valor in the Army. What war did he serve in?
World War II.
Got it.
All right. Nailed that.
Damn. Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm slinging boxes today.
All right, Brock.
Boxes of shrimp.
Our men's room poll, you're going to do one while tripping. Random funeral, Catholic wedding, trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws?
I actually did one of these. It wasn't trapped in the elevator, but I was tripping on shrooms, and I got trapped in a car. And so I think I'll do the elevator.
How did you get trapped in a car?
So I was up at college at Central Washington, and it gets really cold in the winter. And we went out to get something out of my buddy's car. Me and him were tripping on shrooms. And we get into the car, and the car was frozen. But we were able to get in the trunk, or the back hatch. And once we got in, the hatch closed, and then we couldn't get the doors unlocked.
So what is it like tripping, being stuck in a car?
The windshields were frozen, so it was... You know, we were just laughing and having a good time. We had a good time, actually.
Right.
It took us like an hour to figure out that if we started up the car, then the stuff would melt, and then we could get out.
Yeah. So. Okay. That was my next question.
I got one quick question for you.
Yeah.
The foursome, you putting any singles together for that? Because I can't get four guys together.
You know what? I think you only sign up for the foursome. I think you got to find those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Your friends suck. Let them know. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What does the TV network abbreviation CBS stand for?
C Continental Broadcasting System?
Columbia.
Columbia Broadcasting System.
Dang it.
We only know because we used to work for them.
That's literally the only reason I know. All right.
Question number two. Kind of still do.
Yeah, oddly enough. What is the liquid component of blood called?
Plasm?
I'll give it to you. Plasma. Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah, plasm.
More of a Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.